Hello, I'm Flora Aliaga. I'm a writer and I'm also a community manager. And this is my love letter to the Beatles.
Your brand plus an emotional connection with your audience equals success. This podcast explores that middle part. I'm Sam, a brand designer and your host. In each episode, I invite a guest to pick their favourite brand and unpack why it means so much. As they share, we learn what makes audiences tick. Not with strategy or theory, but through that undeniable proof of successful branding, emotion.
Well, it's weird that a non-native English speaker person born in 1984 is the one hosting this love letter to the Beatles. I met the Beatles when I was around 5 years old. I remember that my father was the one that finally brought home a CD player. And he bought three records. I remember there was one of Michael Bolton. I've never heard about him again. There was another one from Queen, a fantastic band also. And then he bought Let It Be. And I'm not exaggerating here. I'm not lying. It completely changed my life. That disc, like, showed me another world. I wasn't even reading at that time because I was only 5 years old. But every time I recall that that front page, I don't know how to name the front page of a record. Every time I recall that image of the four Beatles, it meant so much to me that it was like a new open door. And at that time, I think it was really difficult to not to find music, but to have access to, there was no Spotify around. And I remember that since then, all my efforts, every time I went to somebody's house, a parent's house, a relative's house, a friend's house, my only intention was to check the discs, the records they have available. And at that time, the CD players came, not that Let It Be, but some of them came like with a book with the lyrics of the artist, the other records. And after Let It Be, the one I had access to was I had an aunt that had what we call, or what some people call, the blue and red album. It was like a record released in the 90s that had like the most important songs of the early stage of the Beatles. And then the blue one had like the latest records. And it was a double disc. And like discovering that was what I needed to keep on feeding this, well, I won't call it a sickness at all, but this fever, let's say, of, well, hearing more about them. Internet, of course, at that time was not, it was a project, but nobody had access to internet. Every time I was, since I was young, I like reading, and my parents bought the newspaper, and every time I could see a picture of them, it was not only about music, it was about art, about fashion, about, I am naturally like a rebel. So it was about bravery and about saying what you believe and about these fantastic ideals. At least some of them showed in a certain period of their career. But well, that was my first contact with them until I could buy my first record. I remember I went to a shop here. I didn't say that, and this is for me the most interesting thing. I live in Argentina and we speak Spanish here. And I must also like make clear that my country was even the only modern war we had was against England before I was born in 1982. And not even that hurt the love that this band caused in Argentina. It was like a complete great success at that time, as it was in all parts of the world. But especially in Argentina, the Beatles like make such a great impact. Like I needed to mention this about the world to show you how many boundaries, how many like limits they crossed with the music. They spoke in a universal language. And at that time, when the Beatles records were released, all records, the titles, the name of the songs were all translated. There are like two names for their records and for their songs. You have the Spanish version and the English version. Not when the CDs were released, but all the LPs, like the huge discs, were all translated, and the translations were not so accurate. But you still have a generation of people that, well, they name the records the way they were taught to. But that was, well, that is something like fun to share with, because sometimes when you hear a song of them in Spanish, you need to think twice what song are they talking to. But when I bought the Sgt. Pepper record, that was like one of the best moments of my life. I remember that. And I remember going to the shop with my father. I don't remember how I got the money, but it was like officially the first record I was buying. And that CD had a huge book with it, with the songs, with many of the pictures. I still have those records at home, but I have all the Beatles records at home. But I kind of miss that feeling, although I love Spotify and the benefits it offers to us. I kind of miss that sensation of going to the disc shop and, well, searching. You had in the biggest companies, you had the opportunity to hear the most, updated records or the novelties in the rock scene. And it was a fantastic 2 or 3 hours you had on Saturdays hearing to music and while deciding in which record you were going to spend your money.
So it sounds to me as you're speaking that this is almost, it's about more than just the music. It's about the fashion. It's about the imagery. It's about those booklets as you would kind of leaf through the different pages and see this whole different world. Can you talk to me a little bit about what emotions all of that evoked for you and maybe still evokes for you when you kind of enter into this world of the Beatles?
As you said, it's all about emotions. That is what music does. It's a universal language. It was weird because somehow while I was hearing the new music of the Beatles, I always had the feeling that I've known this music from before. They had the sensibility like to read what was happening in the world, that it was not about following instruction, but about creating like a more authentic search and about being more honest At least that I think that was what they were different in, and that is one of the reasons that made them so special. They had Brian Epstein that really understood how this business could be changed, and he waited for the opportunity or the promise that these four guys, he could see the opportunity that these four guys, what they will, or they promised that they would change the world of music, and he saw that chance. And well, the audience was ready for them to appear, and there, how do you say in English, like something that still is still updated? There, help me with this.
They're kind of their longevity, I guess, or
exactly. Yeah.
And what do you think modern day creators can maybe learn from the Beatles?
I think that what we value the most is honesty, like hearing your own voice. I think that even in their first period, they were clever enough to follow their heart, let's say, to follow their intuitions. That is what made them original. That is what made them different. And that personal search was taken like further when they made, like inside the Beatles, when they were still a band, when they took this search to their personal searches. Maybe that is one of the reasons why they split it, but they were loyal to themselves. George with his Eastern rhythms. He went into the religion, the mystic of the East. He was he followed like this intuition he had. John did his part. Feeding their songs with the social, social guerrilla, let's say, trying to focus his attention, his lyrics on peace, on talking to the social movement, talking to peacemakers. Then we have Paul that he was. If you haven't seen it, I really recommend the Get Back documentary. There you can see how he was the clear leader of the team. But he was, at least according to this new point of view that Get Back shows us, and we could have an entire new podcast on Get Back, because it is like a complete discovery, and it gives a whole new perspective to what the world thought was the reason of their separation. But there you could see him as a great leader, but he was wise enough to hear his own voice, to present his own songs, but also giving a place to these three fantastic and really rich personalities he had next to him. And then we have Ringo with his fantastic personality. Everybody loves Ringo. And the four of them they complement each other. I think that is a great advice for a band. You don't have to play music with somebody with your same ideas. Maybe it's easier, but it's great to be brave enough, to open the discussion. And although we could see through the Get Back documentary that Paul McCartney was the one that carried like the authority, let's say, in the band. There was no more important member. In fact, you can ask, there is like a famous question for Beatles fans, which is your favorite Beatle? Because really, they can all, the four of them can be your favorite. But that is something that not many bands has.
Just a quick one to ask you for a small favor that you can do right now. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, I invite you to hit subscribe or hit follow, whatever it looks like on your podcast player. And that just means that you'll see new episodes of Branding Love Letters as they come out. If you have already subscribed to this podcast, here's what you can do right now. I invite you to leave a rating, a star rating, or leave a review, a short review. That just makes a huge difference to what I can do with this podcast, the stories that I can tell, and the insights that we can gain into emotional connections to branding. Thank you very much. Back to the interview. Have there been any times over your kind of journey with the Beatles that it's been harder to love them, or has this always been very much a loving relationship towards this band, but also towards this brand as a whole?
Yes, maybe because I was not contemporary to them. It has always been a fantastic love story, and I have never had issues, or it has never been difficult to love the brand. But maybe, I guess that for contemporary fans, maybe at some times it must have not been easy. They were, when they came to America, they were accused of many things. Some of their records were burned. They were, in all the interviews they had, they were clever, they were fast, they were sometimes, they sounded rude. There was like this famous quote from John Lennon saying that they were more known than Jesus. And at that time, it was a great scandal saying that, like allowing yourself to say what you believe. They, especially Sean Lennon, then with Yoko, he took like patience of the more traditional people really far when he posed naked in many pictures. But that is something that I couldn't see, and I something that I could see all those initiatives and that performances like with another head. So for me, it was always a love story with them.
And how would you summarize that love story if you were going to put it into just a few words, kind of thinking way back to your childhood, you know, growing up, being introduced to this music, this kind of strange new world, and then over the years, how would you sort of summarize that journey?
Well, it started when I was really young, as I was saying, but then it's like a story that never ends and that always has news, that it always has good news, because it's not only about their records, but it is also about the records they had in their solo careers. After school, I decided to study journalism. To end my studies, I needed to work in a final thesis. And well, I wanted to get my degree on social communication. And I said, well, I can suffer a topic or I can love a topic. That's why I decided to study the Beatles through a social perspective as regards the consequences, let's say, that their music had in the world. And it was a fantastic thesis. I got an A. But apart from the what they said at the university, I love the process of studying them as a social phenomenon in my country and in the world, to see like the huge heritage and the huge influence that they had at that time and that they still have. nowadays. But the first time I went to Europe, well, I wanted to go to a Paul McCartney concert. And well, I had that excuse to organize a trip. I have seen Ringo once. He visited my city, Cordoba, in Argentina. And I have been to 5 Paul McCartney concerts then. It's a fever that doesn't stop, that it increases with your age. You have always like new things to investigate or to see things in a different perspective. When you get bored of their music, well, you can go. I never get bored of their music, but if you maybe want to rest a little bit, you can like hear the solo work of one of the 4. And if you ask me a phrase to talk about my journey with them, I would say it is a hobby. I believe it is a hobby for me that grows with you, because you always have a song maybe that speaks to you louder in a certain period of your time, and that is why I'm changing of favorite song every now and then, because depending on my age or what is bothering me or what is representing me at a certain time, the song changes, my favorite song changes.
Flora, tell me a little bit more about you and where people can connect in with what you're doing.
I work at a fantastic freelancers platform called Work for Impact. I'm a community manager there. So if you want to connect, it's just not a way of saying you can find me there. It's a fantastic community from people all over the world. Some of us are experienced freelancers, but most of us are also independent contractors that want to get into this wave of remote work. So if you have experience, it's a great place to be. And if you're new at it, come anyway, we can learn together the best tips to improve your journey in the independent contracting work scene. I'm also a writer. I write novels. There is only one now. It's available at Amazon. It's called, it's not translated yet. It's called La Mujer Que No Conocí El Mar. It means the woman that didn't know the sea. And I'm about to launch my second novel in Amazon too in May, approximately, yes. But well, I'm also an independent contractor. I'm a writer and I work for several companies in English, in Spanish, and about all things.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Flora, for all you're doing. And I'm a part of that that community that you mentioned, Work for Impact, just to give the name one more time. And it's a really, really, really great community, a great resource for independent contractors and freelancers. So I would recommend that. Finally, I would love to hear your love letter that you have written to the Beatles.
Dear the Beatles, I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Your music has been a constant companion through every chapter of my life, somehow always speaking to me in just the right way, no matter where I am on my journey. Your songs have sparked my creativity, showing me that there are no limits to where my imagination can go. And somehow you have always been there like old friends, making me feel connected to something bigger, something beautiful, and something so generous that there are always new meanings through your music to my life. One of the most special gifts your music has given to me is the bond it created between my dad and me. Our shared love for your tunes brought us closer, creating countless memories along the way. My favorite one is when we both attended Paul McCartney concert and we cried the whole concert. We were only 2 meters from him. It was amazing. And as I have grown, your music has grown with me. offering new meanings and messages at every turn. It's helped me build my own little world and strengthen the relationship I have with myself, guiding me through the ups and downs of life. So thank you for being more than just a band to me. Thank you for the inspiration, the comfort, and for making me feel like I belong to the incredible Beatles family. Your music has truly made a difference in my life. With all my loving, Flora.
Well, Flora, thank you very much for letting us hear your branding love letter.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Branding Love Letters with me, Sam Thurgood. I'm a brand designer for startups, creators, charities, eco projects, and church plants. I'm on a mission: equip these pioneering brands to bring others onto their journeys. If you're interested, you can discover more at www.pilgrimage.design. Oh, and big thank you to Thomas Thurgood for the music. Take it away, Tommy Boy.